Manishe, point of information.
What is your question, Manishe?
May I ask... Brian sent to send me that report that you had given, because on my 19, I can't find it on 19 either.
Okay. Yes, please send it to everybody.
Fine.
Yes, thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you. All right. I'm sorry. There's been a...
call the question.
Call, the question's been called. Is there any objection to closing debate on this question? Hearing none, we will go to a vote. So, will the Secretary...
Can you restate the question, please?
Okay. The question is whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair that the issue of putting the investigative report on the agenda needs to be taken.
No, I will read my motion. This is my motion. That
no,
Margaret Wilkinson distributed
me?
The CFO workplace investigation
to all
directors
of the
director
for hours. That is not the motion that is on the floor. What is on the floor is a question of whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair. The chair ruled that this question should be taken up in executive session. That is what we are debating.
Correct. And George wanted to know what the motion was.
Motion.
Stop it.
The motion.
Kim, stop it, please.
Point of information, George.
Go ahead, George.
I do want to know what the motion is that we're deciding on whether or not we should have it in executive session or not.
Okay,
I will read it again, if you don't mind. That Marky Wilkinson distribute the CFO workplace investigation to all PNB directors within 24 hours.
Okay, that is the motion that I have ruled needs to be taken up in executive session. Okay? Are we clear about that? And now what we're voting on is whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair. And the ruling of the chair, you all understand what my ruling was. Okay. I will ask the secretary to take the roll.
Janice Lane, you are?
I do not uphold the ruling of the chair, no.
Brian Edward Stegart?
Yes.
Okay.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yeah.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Bazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
No.
Hank Lamb?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Richard Uzel? Can't hear you. Carolyn Burden?
My vote was no. I'm sorry, Carolyn.
Uzel votes no. Burden?
No.
Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman? Janet Coleman? Janet, I can't hear you. Serene votes yes. Manager
no,
Sabah?
No, Janet Coleman votes no.
Very well. Manager Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Lizette King? Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
One moment, please, Chair. Madam Chair, the vote is 10-10 by my count. How do you wish to vote?
I have 12 no. I'm sorry. Could we have the names again of who voted no and yes?
I'm speaking to the chair.
Yeah.
I'm asking the chair for a retally. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I have 10-10.
Okay, I will...
I'd be happy to read the names
back. Vote. Let's hear it.
I'm going to vote to uphold my ruling, breaking the tie, voting yes. But I will ask the secretary to read the names.
Voting yes are Brian Edward Stegart, Jose Luis Fuentes, Rodrigo Agueta, Lydia Brazón, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Casanave, Serene Roberts, Jim Brown, Benito Diaz, Tony Norman, and Margie Wilkinson. Voting no are Janice Lane Ewart, Janet Coburn, Kim Kaufman, Hank Lamb, George Ryder, Richard Uzel, Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, Manager Sabah, and Heather Gray.
I heard Adriana Casanay vote no.
I don't know how you heard that. It's not what she said.
You heard it wrong.
Okay, very good. All right, so now we're ready to move on. Item will be taken up in executive session.
Madam Chair, point of order?
Yes. What is your point of order?
The item can be taken up in executive session.
You're correct. It may be taken up if it is raised. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we are ready to move on to the next item on the agenda.
I had a second motion I sent to the group.
Oh, sorry. What is your second motion? Something to the agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Move that there be a chair report and following subjects to be included in the report. Hiring of Election Services Corporation, rumors of an NES being hired, plans for an election and where the funds will come from to pay for all of this, and the payroll company issues.
Okay, and so this is a single item. Is that what you're...
It's one item for a chair report to cover those two issues and anything else the chair might care to report on, but those two, you know, those issues in particular, we want to hear a report on.
Okay. This is an item for the agenda.
Hello?
For the open session.
Hello?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a second?
For where?
Oh, yeah. Where on the agenda do you want it, Kim?
I don't know. After the minutes.
All right.
I second it with an amendment.
Hold on a second. We'll get into that discussion. All right. So this item should be on the agenda after minutes. Let me say that I sent out a note earlier today saying that I was preparing a chair's report. I'm sorry it wasn't ready before this meeting, and I intend to send it out in the next day or so. It will certainly include some of those items. I just want to put that out there.
What point of information?
What is your question, Kim?
Do you have any information about this stuff? We can have an oral report. We don't need a written report.
Okay. I prefer written reports, but
I understand. Then I would make it. I amend my motion to make an oral report.
Stop the back and forth.
What's going on here?
Stop. Okay. All right. Your motion did not specify, I think, a written report, did it?
No.
Fine. Okay. So moving ahead, there's a second. I forget who it was, but there
Janet.
Was a second. Thank
Janet.
You, Janet.
With an amendment.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'll recognize you, but you have to second the motion as it
I moves. Do second it.
Okay, fine. Now, for the stack. Who wants to be on the stack on why this item should be added to the agenda tonight?
Carolyn on the stack.
Anyone else? All right, moving ahead. Carolyn, go
ahead.
Well,
this is Kim. I could motivate it.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Sorry.
Sure. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, clearly we're just hearing rumors about some of these things. And I think that we should have more than rumors from Markey, like the hiring of Election Services Corporation. Possible NES hire, and where the funds will come from. We shouldn't be hearing rumors from here and there. I want to hear it from, obviously, somebody who's, engages people. And same with the payroll company issues. I don't want to be, I think we deserve a report. This is a critical issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks to the stack.
Go
Brian
ahead.
To stack.
I have Carolyn, Hank, and Brian. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'll defer to Hank and Brian. Thank you. I'll go after that. Thank you.
Oh, no. If you want to speak, you speak now. If you want to give up your place in line, that's fine.
I think I do, but I won't argue it now. I will speak now then about this being another arbitrary ruling pulled out of a hat, but I will speak now about that. I think that the motion is very clear. The question presence of national election supervisor hiring goes to the question of who is empowered to hire. Only the ED can hire a national election supervisor. And we have not heard about this from the executive director. The Election Services Commission retaining a company to which, last I heard, we owed a great deal of money, and which some people had questions about or not, but whether that is not the issue. The question is who is empowered to make that decision without consulting the board or anyone else, and who made that decision. We don't know who made it and under what ruling, under which hat whoever made that decision was wearing at the time. These are all things that questions that need to be settled, and they're public questions, they're not private questions. The question of where the money is going to come from for an election, of course, is a very real issue considering our budget. So I'd like to know what plans are off of that. And
point of order. Issues, point of order.
Yeah. What is your point of order, Serene?
Is the clock working? It's been way more than 90 seconds. And this is argument. This is not dealing with the issue of whether it goes on the agenda.
She had 10 seconds left when
you
interrupted
okay.
her.
Okay.
All right. And I would like the clock to start all over again because of the interruption.
No.
Yes,
no. 10 seconds left. Go ahead.
No. This is something that Serene has made very clear. It's quite common. We need to not interrupt each other with dilatory points of order. The question of the payroll company issue is very real because we have a crisis that is of the making of the executive branch, if you will. So I'd like to start with that. Why is it that our payroll is threatened, and what can the chair tell us about that issue? Thank you.
All right.
We have 250 employees waiting to be paid, and the threat is that they will not be because somebody did something. Thank you.
I'm sure your time must be up by now. Okay, Hank, and then Brian.
Okay. A couple of things here.
To the stack, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Hank.
Okay. A couple of things here. Everybody knows there's no money for an election or hiring an NES or an LES unless all the stations pay their central, what they owe the national office. It's not going to happen without that. So, that kind of questioning is moot, really, because nobody can hire because there's no money. Second, the board can hire because we have control of all contracts. Third, everybody knows that has any involvement with the elections committee that company was not hired for this year. Because we know what the contract was last year, and there was no two-year contract. So a lot of this is just rumor mill stuff started by pro-summer people, because that was where the first mention of it came from, the very first mention. So we need to relax about this stuff a little bit. We know that money is the problem, and none of us are letting the business proceed far enough, fast enough to get to raising money, which we need to do, because we know for years that local station fundraising is not adequate. And everybody that's at a station that hasn't paid central services really needs to take that into heart, because we're in deep trouble. We have no money coming in because three of the stations, at least, are not paying their central services.
Point of order. Point of order.
And that,
no.
That's what
please.
You're,
he
Jim,
gets,
you're
he,
the
he,
one. You're the one that brought this up. So
I
you
know,
need
but
to
we're arguing. You shouldn't be arguing the merits of the motion, but whether it should go on the agenda.
Point of information.
Well, that goes directly
hold on.
To whether it should go.
Stop it, Hank. I think your time is up. Am I wrong about
that? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Point
much.
Of information, please. Carolyn here.
What is your question, Carolyn?
Question is, perhaps the chair can short-circuit this and tell us what Hank is saying is true or not, that none of these actions have taken place, and then we don't need this motion.
Madam Chair.
Is that true?
Adriana is trying to make a point of order, and I'd like to follow, please.
What is your point?
Well, no, I asked a question,
okay.
Madam Chair.
The question is, Hank
is a stating fact that you would know about. Is he correct, or does this motion need to be discussed?
Madam Chair, point of order.
Out of order.
Why?
It's a fair question.
Hold on a second. Okay.
And you can ask it once it gets on the agenda. You don't get to keep sticking your mouth
in when
other people are speaking.
Stop.
Point of order.
Stop. Stop, all of you.
So rude.
Everyone,
so
stop
rude.
It now. Let me short-circuit this
so
by
rude.
Saying that.
You're saying so rude? Come on, ma'am. You know, you're the one that interrupts, you know,
yeah.
all the time. I mean, rude? You are
rude.
Really rude.
Rude.
Forget it.
Okay.
What are you talking about, right?
Madam Chair, could you control the board, please?
Madam Chair, can you control the people like the person I just finished speaking?
I would love to control the board. If people would pay attention to me and behave themselves, I think that would be great. But that's not exactly what's happening here this evening. Let me say that it seems to me that we have an agenda. And we had a plan for this meeting. If people want me to respond to these questions, I'm happy to respond to them. But you know that isn't the way it was set up, and that's not what's in front of us. And I don't feel like it's my choice to change the direction of the meeting. I don't feel like that's what I get to do. I am here to chair and facilitate and try and make it work out okay, although people don't behave themselves very well, and that certainly makes it more difficult. But if the body wishes me to respond to the issues that I know about, I'll be happy to do that. Is that what you want me to do?
Sure.
Point of order. I feel like the guy who was asked, when did you stop beating your wife? Like, that nothing I will say, nothing I can say will make this okay. And so I'm, like, put in this really difficult position. I would be happy to answer some questions. As you all know, I have been out of town. I was on vacation. I was not around. Certain things, you know, happened when I wasn't present here. I wasn't at my job, as it were. But I don't want to waste any more time. I am sick of this.
Madam Chair, orders of the day.
Just answer
right.
the question. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, Marty,
well, then,
just answer.
I think the order
is correct or not. That's all.
Point of order. This is Kim.
What is your point of order, Kim?
That is the reason I'm putting this motion on the agenda. Okay.
Okay.
You don't want an answer.
Then you want to hear the answers?
Yeah.
Put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Adriana Casanave has been trying to raise a point of order for some time.
Adriana needs to get on a phone that works.
Hank, you need to not tell Adriana what she needs to do.
Everybody stop right now.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I could not hear Adriana. I apologize.
Nobody can.
Please.
Nobody can. Exactly.
That's not. Stop it right now, all of you. This minute. This is absurd. No way to treat people. It's so absurd. It's so offensive. Go ahead, Adriana. I'm sorry.
Point of order. I really don't.
Hold on.
Excuse me.
I did not call on you.
Point of personal privilege.
I am calling
privilege.
On
point
Adriana.
Point of personal privilege.
You don't. I'm
what
not.
The, no, forget it. No.
Point
I
of personal privilege.
I am calling on Adriana, and her voice should be the only voice I hear now. Adriana.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One of the problems is I don't, unless that I yell like everybody else, you cannot hear me. To hear me, you need at least to respect me a little bit and let me talk when it's my time to talk.
Go ahead, Adriana. It's your time
Perfect.
To talk.
My point of order is we are discussing a bunch of issues. And I don't understand what are we doing here. If we are discussing this motion and put that motion on the agenda are two different things. It's just delay, delay, till the point that we bring rumors. Can we spend more, you know, without any sense, Pacifica money discussing rumors? Can we keep the orders of the day? Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so I think Adrian is asking me to require that people stick to the discussion. We are adding an item to the agenda, and if we get to that item, I will be happy to answer questions. Is there any further discussion?
Serene was next.
Brian has been on stack.
Brian is next. That's right. You're right.
Serene was next, Lawrence. I think.
Okay. I have what I have on stack is Brian, Lawrence, and
Richard to the stack.
I didn't hear Serene. Did you ask her to speak, Serene?
It's 2-4-2 against, Madam Chair.
Oh, my God, I completely forgot. Thank you. So where are we on 2-4 and 2 against?
Pass.
I believe I'm number 2 against, and there's already been 2-4.
Okay. So go ahead, Brian.
I would like answers to many of the same questions that have been raised by other people on this board, and I'm fully confident that we will get those answers. Our chair's reports have been thorough and detailed this year, and so is the interim executive director report we have seen. However, I am mindful of the fact that when we fall into the practice of second-guessing agendas we've already approved and debating every minutia of those agendas, we wind up not getting to anything that's on our agenda. We're an hour and 35 minutes into this meeting. No one has made an argument that this is an item of such a time-sensitive nature that it should come before everything else that's been piled up for much longer. And I'm not going to encourage the practice of repeatedly second-guessing the agenda and forcing us to debate procedure rather than substance by voting for this. I'll be glad to see it in the chair's report and to discuss it at a future meeting.
Thank you. All right, so that's the end of debate on this motion. Adding things to the agenda is 2-4 and 2 against, as I was recently reminded. I apologize for not remembering that earlier. So now we are ready to come to a vote on whether or not to add the item to the agenda. Kim can...
Madam Chair, this is... Oh, are you going to have her read it?
I was going to have her read it. Well, actually,
okay. Because I was going to ask so that I'm clear.
Sure. Have you sent it out, Kim?
I believe she said she sent it.
Okay. Right.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't. I will. I can read it. I
read it, please.
No, I did send it to her. I sent it to the whole PMB earlier.
Oh, you sent it earlier. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. All right. That's fine.
Can she read it?
I'm going to.
Thank you.
Here we go. Move that there be a chair report and the following subjects to be included in the report. Hiring of Election Services Corporation, rumors of an NES being hired, plans for an election, and where the funds will come from to pay for any, all of this, and payroll company issues.
Okay. That is the motion to add that item to the agenda tonight, immediately after approval of minutes, I think. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Point of information.
Yes. What is your question? Is that Tony?
This requires a two-thirds vote, correct?
That's right. A two-thirds vote.
All right.
Because we're adding to the an existing agenda. All right.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Okay. Substitute motion. Go ahead.
To have the chair report on the Election Services Corporation. I believe the other items would be very lengthy in terms of discussion, and we don't. I know the chair would not even have access to much of the information requested, so under the circumstances. But that is a rumor that I think needs to be responded to.
Okay. All right. So
I
now.
Lawrence, second.
Okay. Thank you. So now there's a substitute motion, which is the motion before us to discuss. Is there any discussion on this motion?
Yeah, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I don't accept that as a substitute. I don't know why you want to eliminate information before we've even heard what it is. There are many rumors about the elections. I don't know why you want to narrow it to just one issue. If the chair can't report on the other issues, then, you know, that's the way that goes. But let her speak to the issues that are critical, and they all involve money, which are not issues that can be dealt with weeks from now at some other subsequent meeting. They are critical and need to be discussed tonight, even if briefly.
Can I move to divide this particular motion into the paychecks issue?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You misunderstand. This is a substitute motion.
The last person that spoke has not been recognized.
I agree.
As usual.
Okay. Nor have you.
Okay.
Brian. No, I stand corrected.
Stop. Okay.
Be quiet.
What Lydia has proposed is a substitute motion for the motion that Kim made. Kim argued against it. That's perfectly reasonable. She doesn't. She doesn't like the substitute.
I bought some blue
Brian dawn. For stack.
Okay. But
Janet C for the stack.
Okay. What we are debating is the substitute motion which Lydia just made. Okay, I heard Brian and then Janet Coleman.
Janet K. Point of information.
What is your question, Janet?
Would the substitute motion be restated, please?
Basically, it's that we add this report to the agenda, and that I only talk about the stuff about the Election Services Corporation. They'd be limited to a discussion of the Election Services Corporation. Okay. The next
Brian was next on stack.
That's right. Brian was next on stack. Go ahead, Brian.
I'd like to amend to include a 10-minute time limit.
Okay. Okay. So, is there any objection to 10-minute time limit?
Yes, there is.
Okay. So let's see. Oh Lord, this is at this point we have to take
a vote
on the. But are we ready? Are we ready to come to a vote on the issue of the 10-minute time limit? We don't need to have a big debate about that, right? Okay. So all those in is there any objection to a 10-minute time limit?
Someone just did object.
Yes, I just said I did object. Carolyn Burden.
Okay, so
thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, so we'll have to take a vote on that issue. I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
Janet,
I'm sorry. What
point of order?
What is your point of order, Janet?
Shouldn't there be discussion of this amendment?
Yeah.
Before a vote.
Oh, I thought
of the 10 minutes.
I thought I asked for a discussion on 10 minutes.
She asked. No one said anything, and she closed the
meeting. Nobody said anything, so we moved on. I asked.
Someone did say something. They objected.
No, she said she objected to the 10-minute time limit.
That's right.
I was not asked to.
Madam Chair, point of order.
My objection.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Jesus, this is like making me insane. You have to listen. You want to debate a 10-minute time limit? Is that what you're telling me?
I'd like to explain why we
need it. For 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to keep it.
Madam Chair, please control the number.
Really brief. Let's keep it really brief, okay?
Okay, point of order.
Hold on one second. What is your...
point of order. No. Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order?
My point of order... is that Madam Chair, I hope that the
stop
listeners,
laughing, whoever you are, cut it out.
I hope the listeners are listening to what is going on in this meeting tonight.
That's not a point of order.
That's not a point of order. But
okay, then I stand corrected.
I have a point of order.
Then I stand corrected.
That's all right.
Serene, make a point of order.
What is your point of order, Serene?
You asked whether there were objections. There was one. You asked whether there was discussion. No one spoke up. You closed the floor. We began to call the roll. I said, Janice Lane Ewart, They can't decide now that they want to discuss something. Folks need to pay attention. We need to move on.
Yeah. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Excuse me.
I have a point of order. I'm asking the chair to address my point of order.
I did in fact ask if there was any discussion, and no one said anything. I don't think we need to debate anymore. I don't think we need to debate the question of
You just
have to wait a second. I'm talking now. That we don't need to debate how long this discussion is going to take place. It just seems absurd.
That's my point of order.
What is your point of order, Carolyn?
Let's go to a vote.
My point of order is that it was the chair's responsibility to ask the maker of the motion to explain it, to present it, and the chair did not fail to do that. So I would appreciate the opportunity
to do that. Oh, well, the maker of the motion is Brian.
I amended it to include a 10-minute time limit, and I was not asked to defend it or explain it.
Wait a minute. You didn't amend it.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Madam
Chair. I'm sorry. Brian was the one who made the motion.
What is going on? But you.
Point of order.
I made an amendment.
Adrienne is trying to be heard, Madam Chair.
You did not make an amendment, Carolyn. And so the amendment is a 10-minute limit. I can ask Brian to motivate that if you want.
No thanks.
We don't need to motivate.
Madam Chair, call the question.
Okay. Thank you. It is now time to vote. The question has been called. Is there any objection to voting on this motion?
No.
You can vote no. You can do anything you want, but let us have the vote.
No one objected. Call the vote.
Thank you. Let's go. Vote.
Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Pass.
Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Can't hear you, George Ryder. Pound 1 to unmute. So Richard Uzel.
No.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
George, you're saying? George, are you trying to vote now?
Yes, I vote yes.
You, Janet Coleman?
No.
Green Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah? Compound 1 to unmute.
Pass.
Okay, thank you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Thank you. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Thank you. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janet Lane Ewart.
Madam Secretary, this is a vote on the amendment of 10 minutes to the chair's report.
That's right.
Yes.
I do not object to that motion.
Is that a yes, then?
That is a yes.
Okay, thank you. Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman.
I'm going to abstain. I'm going to vote no. I'm going to vote no.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
Manager Sabah.
Yes.
One moment, please, Chair. Madam Chair, the vote is 14-5-1. Do you wish to vote?
No, thank you. Okay, so we have a 10-minute time limit. Now we come to the main motion, which is...
To the substitute motion.
The substitute motion, I'm sorry. The substitute motion, which is Lydia's motion that we have a report in which I respond to the issue around the Elections Services Corporation. Is there any objection to the main motion as amended?
Yes, I have one.
All right. So now we'll have a vote on it. I'll ask the secretary to call the vote.
Janet,
point of order, Janet Kay.
Point of order, Janet.
There was no discussion on this, so I don't understand why you don't just jump to a vote.
There were 2-4-2 against before I introduced my amendment.
Yeah. I think it's done. I'm sorry.
I think that was for Kim's original motion, not Lydia's.
I would agree with Janet Kay.
Okay. So we get to have 2-4 and 2 against. That's
on for us.
This is all it is.
Point of information, Chair?
Yes. What is your point of information?
Can you restate that substitute motion, please?
Sure. Lydia, restate your substitute motion, please.
That the chair's report for tonight consists of responding to the issue of the Election Services Corporation rumor.
Okay.
I never got to motivate, so
okay,
as
go
long
ahead.
As we're going to go to
go
discussion.
Ahead. You can
okay.
motivate.
Okay. Having been on the PMB for some time and served on the Elections Committee, I know that the discussion about whether or not to have an election, first of all, was not on the agenda for tonight. So, of course, that would take a two-thirds. All of this will actually take two-thirds. But anyway, and it's multifaceted, and we need reports from the Election Committee, and we cannot get into the office to have accurate information about the state of our finances. And, we're required by the bylaws to do so, et cetera. So it's a very lengthy, complicated, heated discussion. We've had it year after year recently because of our finances. And so it is not something that can just be dealt with and should not be dealt with just in a chair's report. So for that reason, and in terms of the other rumor regarding payroll paychecks, again, there are aspects that can be raised that may be, again, we have unsubstantiated rumors and we can't, I don't think the chair is in a position to respond to that. And I don't think that's part of her report. But by the time she does the written report, we'll get full comprehensive information.
Okay, thank you. Speaker against this motion.
I'll speak.
Go ahead.
Kill him, or you got to use it to wash him out?
No, you kill him.
Somebody needs
George,
to mute.
George, you might want to mute yourself.
Sorry.
I mean, Lydia wants not for information to get out, and I want it to get out. Just because she says there's no issues doesn't mean there's no
Call the member
issues.
To order, Madam Chair.
You have to argue your position, Kim, and not talk about what other people said. So what is your position?
All right.
Well, my position is there are issues that need to be discussed about the elections. We've heard rumors. We have a right to ask them in public and get at least some answer rather than just saying, oh, well, there's nothing to talk about. Nothing.
Point of order.
Keep on moving.
All right.
Manager four.
Are you done?
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
Madam Chair, would you remind people that they are to speak to whether or not this should be on the agenda?
Thank you.
Manager,
I will remind
And limit
people.
Themselves to that.
I will remind people that they are supposed to limit themselves to whether or not this item should be on the agenda. Let's see. I've had one speaker four adding Lydia's
motion to the agenda.
Manager 4.
Okay, go ahead, Manager.
I think both issues are very important and crucial, especially the payroll that is supposed to be payroll that is supposed to be, you know.
Point of order.
Hold on a second.
Issued next Monday. So we need to discuss this, and we need to know the problem that exists, and we have got emails regarding these issues, and I think
point
we need
of order.
Hold on a second. You are speaking, you are not speaking to the motion. The issue before us is Lydia's motion, which is to limit the chair's report to the Election Services Committee.
That's what I'm talking about, that I reject Lydia's substitute, because I don't think it's appropriate to take that off the table of the for the report, because that is an important thing for us to know and discuss.
You said you wanted to speak for it. I recognized you to speak for the motion. You're not speaking for
I apologize. I made an error. That was my error.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I will consider you the second speaker against.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Sorry for that.
That's all right. And I will ask if there is another speaker for the motion. All right. Hearing none, I think we're ready to come to a vote. I know we're ready to come to a vote. I will ask the secretary to call the roll. This is on Lydia's motion to add this item to the agenda.
Lydia's motion to substitute.
Not really what she's doing.
Yeah, it's Lydia's motion. I'm sorry, Lydia's substitute motion for Kim's original motion. Okay.
As amended.
Yeah.
Brian Edwards Teeger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yeah.
Janet Coben.
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Berzon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes. Yeah.
Hank Lamb. And here you come. Sorry?
Did you get it?
No.
No. We didn't hear what you said, Hank.
Say it again, Hank.
Are you saying pass?
I said no.
No. Okay, thank you.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Doreen Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
You all right?
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jim. Benito. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janice Lane Ewart?
No.
Janet Coburn?
No.
One moment, please.
They seem to be dead, but their feet are hanging on.
I have 10-9-1, Madam Chair.
Okay, so that
the motion passes.
So the motion passes, and it now becomes the main motion, so now we're going to vote on this motion as the main motion. Does everybody understand that? Are we clear? Lydia's motion substitutes for Kim's motion.
Janice Lane Ewer.
No.
Brian Edwards Teeger?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Abstain.
Janet Coben?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Pass.
Lydia Brazón?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Rizal?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Renee Albert, yes. Manager Sabah? Manager Sabah?
Abstain.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Is that King? I'm sorry, she's not here. Tony Nelman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Rodrigo, you passed?
Yes. Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Give me one moment, Madam Chair.
Wait, before you count, if this passes, then my motion doesn't get on, or if this fails, my motion then gets elected,
Can we finish the vote, please?
No, I want to understand what my vote is.
Margie. Point of information here.
Yeah, point of information.
Hold on a second.
We are in the middle of a vote.
I'm sorry. For clarification.
I'm sorry. You can't do it now.
Of course I can, Margie.
You're allowed to interrupt for information, Margie.
Was Kim recognized at some point?
I'm sorry?
Was Kim recognized at some point?
No, Kim was not recognized.
I would like to be recognized. I have a point of information.
Margie,
and Brian, were you recognized? No,
the vote is 11-7.
No, excuse me. Point of information.
Okay.
Before the count goes,
Let me just deal with this. This motion passes, it substitutes for your motion, just like I said at the very
beginning. No, we already substituted it.
We already substituted it.
Oh, and this is the main
it's
motion.
It's gone, yes.
It's gone. Your motion is gone. Goodbye. Done. Did you understand me, Kim?
Yes.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So, point of information, does that mean we don't discuss the payroll problems?
That's right.
No payroll problems on today's meeting.
Okay.
Very great. Emergency. Right. No discussion.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Now, what was the vote, Serene, please?
Manager, I would like to give my vote.
Hold on, Manager. I am asking the secretary for the vote.
I need to vote.
I have to wait. Say it again.
11-7-2.
Thank you. What was your question, Manager?
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is Richard.
It was not a question. I said I need to change my vote.
Okay.
The vote is over.
The vote is over.
No, but she asked before.
It was not over when I was talking about it.
Fine.
The vote is over.
No.
It's all right. Hold on.
Benito.
She can change her vote. Go ahead. Change your vote. What was your original vote?
No, she asked before.
It doesn't matter.
She's not recognized.
It doesn't matter. What was her vote? Just do it. It doesn't matter. What was your vote? You voted yes, and now you want to vote no? Is that what you're telling us?
No, I abstained. I want to vote no.
Okay. Thank you. Would you make that correction, please?
11-8-1.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Point of order, Richard, please.
So it's now added to the agenda after
no,
the...
No, it failed.
Point of order, it's not added. It requires two-thirds.
Oh, it requires two-thirds. It failed. Okay, never mind. Doesn't happen. Okay, I'm sorry. I was...
Point of order, Richard.
What is your point of order, Richard?
I'd like to propose adding another motion to the agenda.
Oh, okay.
orders of the day,
actually, I'm sorry. We're out of time at this point. This is the time we normally would adjourn to close session, and we have not voted. Minutes.
May I ask a point of personal privilege on the way out? Could you please send the letter of retainer for hiring Dan Siegel? We were supposed to already have that. Thank you.
Madam Chair,
thank you. We need a motion.
It's time.
That was my motion. Thank you for that, and I second Richard's request.
Yes.
Okay. We are now adjourning.
Adjourn. Thank
to closed
you.
Session.
Hi. Everyone hear that?
Thank you very much.
No response to that, Margie?
No paychecks, no retainers.
You have a lawyer without...
are listening to this railroading that's going on.
Pretty much. This secrecy,
this hiding of things.
Right.
We don't get any of these things that you're normally supposed to have, like a letter of retention, a letter of retainer.
Otis, please take us off the stream.
Please.